Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 24 to 26. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. Good and gracious and loving Father, we bless you and we love you. We love you with that profound love that you have first loved us. That love that is beyond all telling. That love that is ancient from the very beginning. That love that exists from all ages. That love that burns inside of you and inside of me. Father, let that love lead us to contemplate the great mystery of your infinite love and divine mercy. Please, as we enter into this prayer, please, we beg you, open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, Lord, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray, to persevere in prayer, to pray unceasingly, to pray in the Spirit as we ought, to pray right now in your attention with true reverence and deep devotion. Father, let our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Amen. If we contemplate for a moment a seed and how miraculous a seed is, how amazing God is, that in that seed all creation is contained. That seed that has an abundance of nutrients inside of it. It has a tree, it has fruit, it has seeds. It has wheat. A seed contains so much inside of it, but it requires to give itself to God, to offer to God the very depths of what's inside the seed, what's on the inside, the interior. For in God's creation, all things we hear grow and move and breathe and have their being. But if they don't cooperate with God's grace, they can't move, they can't breathe, they can't have being. That a seed will always remain a seed. Meaning, what good is it if it doesn't sacrifice itself? If it doesn't allow itself to be put in good and sacred soil and allow the divine gardener to plant it, to water it, to cultivate it, to care for it. What good is it? What can a seed do on its own without God? It cannot grow. It cannot do anything. It cannot bear fruit. It simply cannot feed. It cannot nourish. It cannot be used as medicine, and simply is just a seed. But if the seed surrenders itself, that all the creation that's inside of it, all that potentiality of being something with God, in God, through God, for God, that tiny little seed in its littleness, in its nothingness, that when it surrenders itself into the hands of the divine gardener, it becomes something beautiful that gives off a beautiful fragrance, that gives beautiful fruit, and then it can continue multiplying and giving more fruit that feeds, that clothes, that heals, that cooperates with God's grace for all eternity. And we, my brothers and sisters, are like that seed. If we don't cooperate with God's grace, how can we move and breathe and have being? Aren't we just a seed? What good are we if we don't have God? What good are we if we don't surrender ourselves to His grace? What good are we if we don't allow God to bring forth the creation that it's inside of us to care for, to feed, to nourish, to clothe, to heal, to care for those in need? A seed has purpose in this life, has purpose in creation. It can do so much good, but if it doesn't allow itself to die, if it doesn't surrender its very life, its very essence, its very being, it just will remain a seed. It cannot do any good. It would just simply sit there and be a seed for all eternity. But if we allow ourselves, my brothers and sisters, to be Christ-like and to be like Christ, who came into this world, who became like us in all things but sin, who allowed the Father, the divine gardener, to plant this seed into this world, and the seed gave itself for us. We hear that it humbled itself to the point of death, death on the cross. And now, all that is in that seed, all that is creation, all that we need to sustain our life, all that we need to live and breathe and have our being, is in Jesus Christ. And on that cross, that seed began to germinate. It allowed itself to be given to the Father. Will we hear the words, "Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit." The seed allows itself to be planted in death, and in 3 days it rises again, and that seed continues to nourish us in its word, in its sacrament, in its priest, in its holy people, in its holy Eucharist. That seed continues to die to itself in order that all the goodness from it may continue to sustain us, so that we too may one day follow in that example and give our lives for the life of the world. And that doesn't mean martyrdom for us, for all of us. But it does mean a spiritual death, a spiritual martyrdom, that we must allow ourselves to die to self, to die to sin, to die to impurity, to die to anger, to die to comparison, to die to gossip, to die to envy, to die to all those things that simply make us a seed that has been dropped on rocky ground where the birds come and they eat it up. It will never be planted. It will never reach its potentiality. It will never give itself to be food, bread, wheat for others in need. We must die to ourselves. And Jesus himself says to us that the Father will honor whoever serves Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, "I came to serve and not to be served." But in serving him, we simply follow him, and we honor his commandments, and we follow his lead, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to salvation, because we must allow the Lord to be planted inside of us so that we may die this spiritual death. We cannot live, as he says. Those who try to live this worldly life, those who live for only this world, for those who are trying to save themselves, he said, will lose their life, will lose the opportunity to gain eternal life. He says, "But whoever hates this life, whoever hates this life in this world," he said, "will preserve it for eternal life," meaning that a seed that just wants to remain a seed in this world will remain a seed. It's already dead. It has no life. It cannot give life. It cannot give life to others in need. But when the seed dies, when it offers itself to God, when it commends everything its side of itself, all that beautiful creation, then in that death, that's life. Because now it can produce a multiple of fruit that is useful for those in need. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what about you? What about me? Do we understand when Jesus says to his disciples, And he says to you, and he says to me, he speaks to the depths of our hearts, to the core of our being, when he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you." He says it twice so that it draws your attention and you stop everything that you're doing and you simply listen to the message that is being shared that must be received. He says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. So the grain of wheat must fall down to its knees, down to the ground. It must humble itself before God, Creator, the divine gardener. It must fall to the ground in sweet prayer and adoration. It must lower itself like Jesus did to the point of death, death on the cross. And it must become little. It must become nothing. It must be the less and the least in the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled. But those who humble themselves, those who fall to the ground, they will be exalted. They will be raised up. And yes, they will produce an abundance of fruit. And then he says, unless it dies, we don't like that word. We don't even like to say that word. We don't even like to speak of death, because for us, death is the end. And we simply want to live forever. Nobody really wants to die. But Jesus reminds us that this world is a consequence of sin. We are in this world because we have been punished. We have been banned. We have been kicked out of paradise. This is not paradise. We are citizens of heaven. We don't belong to this earth. We are children of light, not of the darkness. We are spiritual beings. The flesh is decaying. The flesh is fading. The flesh is fleeting. From the very day of birth, the flesh is already dying. But Jesus, in his glorified body, has changed death into eternal life. He has ransomed his life, and in death we have gained eternal life. That we must spiritually die. We must get rid of pride, get rid of ambition. We must get rid of this lure and desire for riches, for fortune, for fame. That is a grain of wheat that never falls to the ground and never dies. But those who want to live in spiritual poverty, those who want to be meek and humble of heart, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. They shall be with God. They shall live in that beatific vision, because they died to self and rose with Christ. Jesus says, "Where I am, there also my servant will be." Where I am, my servant will be. While Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father for all eternity. Jesus suffered and died for our sins and rose on the third day, and now he lives forever. Where will you be? Will you be a seed that never falls to the ground, or will you live forever?